Jack, Tess.
Ooh, ooh, Beamer, what the fuck is up, huh? Yeah. Autobar, baby. We're getting fucked up off Natty Ice out this motherfucker. He's with me. He's trying to go get some... He's trying to go get some pussy out Pimlico after this, huh? I know I'm about that shit. Damn, I'm winded as fuck. I've been in my fucking house. You don't understand. I feel like I'm on fucking... Like when Junior would get out for a funeral, you know, at The Sopranos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what this feels like. This is awesome. I'm so happy not to be in my fucking house, guys. Oh, fuck.
Hello, Havard de Grace.
Fuck. Goddamn, I love being out, dude. I had cookies today. I'm drinking coffee. The air is fresher than it is in my apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy, dude. I don't even fucking want to do the pot. I just want to look at you guys. You know what I mean? You look so cute.
I have to deal with the stress of watching you go up those stairs.
Yeah. Dude, that's what I've been training for my whole life. That's why I have powerful ass haunches. If one goes, if the left goes, the right's got the whole thing, no problem.
Uh-huh. It's like kidneys, you know?
Exactly. The Lord gave me an extra leg. You know what I mean? I was meant. You saw how fucking beautifully I hopped out. You saw that shit, right? Come on.
Give it up for Stop.
Oh, fuck. So nice to be home. Back in... I'm a fucking homeowner here. You fucking... I pay... My taxes pay for your fucking welfare, you motherfuckers. I know I'm looking at a bunch of fucking welfare queens out here right now. Okay?
Yeah.
Hey, spending all your food stamp money on scratch-offs. I know what the fuck is going on. Yeah, yo, if you go over to Haas over on fucking Moravia, yo, they'll fucking let you buy straight drugs with fucking food stamps, yo. They don't even give a fuck. They wring the shit out as milk and then they pour it down the fucking drain and then they give you any kind of fucking drugs you want, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly crushed up light bulbs, but them shits will get you... them shits will get you fucked up, yo. God damn, I'm just gonna do the voice for an hour.
Just do the whole show. It's just him. Yeah. Let it go. He has had no one to talk to for weeks on end. He's been trapped in the prison of his own body and department.
Dude,
for weeks.
Every Friday I've been doing mushrooms and watching Thor Ragnarok. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And it turns out it prepares you to do that voice. That's the dojo. In my mind, it's like the hyperbolic time chamber in Dragon Ball Z. When you were fucking, they would just fucking train.
Is that the one where it makes them heavier?
Yeah. Actually, yes. Okay. Okay. I know what you're going for, but you were actually factually correct. So it's not really a burden, it's just a fact.
No, I didn't get too much into it. I was just asking.
But yeah, and every time I took mushrooms, I was just doing the Ralph voice for hours, you know, and it was like time slows down when you're on shrooms and watching Chris Hemsworth just fuck up. It's just these little zombies with his hammer. The shit rules, by the way. I just want to say Thor Ragnarok rules. If anybody wants to, can we just talk about that for like an hour?
Sure. Yeah, it's good. It's good movie.
This shit fucking rocks, dude.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it in the theaters. Yeah.
Damn, I'm jealous.
Movie pass, baby. It's golden time. Now it's over. But
yeah,
R.I.P. So did you guys go to that rally in D.C.?
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys.
Just kidding.
Thank you guys for making it back.
Yeah, thanks.
I know you saw that on your calendars. You were like, fuck.
Dude, I had a double
book. Am I going to have time?
Yeah.
You know. Sorry
to do it. Is someone wearing a big baller brand shirt in the back?
Yeah. Triple B's, baby. Thank you. I know you're all tired from just marching all day. Trying to make a fair world. You know, I guess people bring politics into it a lot, but sorry, I'm going to stop. That's irony. I'm sorry. This is irony.
Dude, you had one sip of coffee. You're like fucking hipped up right now.
I mean, he's got to carry some kind of weight.
Yes.
Physical weight.
It's an emotional weight.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Throw me on your back, dude. Or I guess I'm on your...
We're on your back, baby.
Get on my back. I'll fucking pogo this motherfucker, dude.
Well, you're on my back, baby.
Do you mean in a sexual
sex way? Yeah, it's a gay sex.
What is Thor Ragnarok?
It's a Thor.
I've
You're hoping I can pretend I knew what it was.
Shit rocks, dude. Thor gets his whole shit fucked up.
Yeah. But what's Ragnarok? Is that also a god?
No, yes. Ragnarok. Yeah.
Thor wasn't enough. They needed more.
It's a guy. It's a big ass guy with a fucking fire sword. Yeah. He's made out of fire. Yeah. He's got fucking thorns. Thank you. Someone's nodding. Right.
Yeah.
So it's more of a reckoning of Asgard.
Yeah.
You know if I had to say. So Asgard is getting their whole.
You're right.
It's
exactly.
Apocalypse.
It's the hymen of the asshole.
Yeah.
The
Asgard.
Mythology is the Asgard.
The Asgard.
Yeah.
It's if someone breaks your ass hymen, you can't go to Valhalla.
Yeah. The Vikings check their hole right away.
Right.
They dip the little, like, a tip of their...
So basically,
brain.
Thor lives in this world, which is like a Viking paradise where all the guys that died at that rally in D.C.
That's what happened. And you get as much anime-watching pussy as you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You die, couple
you can,
point
you can jack you off the hentai for the rest of eternity. Yeah. It's a weird thing. Yeah, and his father is Sir Anthony Hopkins, who has one eye.
And he knocks out of the park, by the way. Shouts out to fucking Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah,
he's Hannibal good at everything except that.
Baltimore legend, Hannibal Lecter.
Is he from Baltimore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins is a great actor, and they're like, okay, just don't be British. He's like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. This is a classic Baltimore accent. Yeah. I grew up on Eastern Avenue. My mother would jerk off men for $50 each.
Uh-huh. I'm a giant fan of Cal Ripken Jr. I have
the
BJ. Iron Man.
I have BJ Surhoff's autograph. I have it hanging above my bed.
That'd be so. Yeah, he meets Robert Downey Jr. in this movie. In that movie, he's like, I thought you were supposed to be Cal Ripken Jr. not some rich kid in a sedan.
Is it one of them juniors?
Yeah.
No, he's the Iron Man. He had a consecutive game streak. We're talking baseball history.
Did you know that the rumor is Kevin Costner fucked Cal Ripken's wife? Do you guys know that shit?
Yeah, at Field of Dreams.
Yeah, that's what Field of Dreams is about. You get to play with as many baseball players.
If you build it, you can fuck some guy's wife.
It's a sex swing that he's talking about. If you build it.
If you build it, we can return to the time where it was only whites on the field.
Yeah. What a beautiful.
We're in the cornfields of Kansas. Hilarious.
Just getting knocked off by Cal Ripken's wife.
So who here is going to kill me?
No one's going to kill you, bitch. No one cares.
That guy with the tattoo is going to kill me.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, that narrows it down, dude.
The guy with tattoos, he's going to kill himself.
Tattoo? Is it also like Cheez-Its or something?
He's going to sober up and then have to end his life.
Yeah.
Walking around with an acne tattoo.
That guy... He's 19 years old and he got a tattoo of me.
Oh, no.
Boo, no. Can you imagine?
He's going to attempt to kill you, get arrested, and then he's going to go to jail, and they're going to cut a hole in his shoulder where your mouth is.
Yeah.
And then they're going to fuck you in the mouth through his life. And that's how that guy's story ends.
I don't know what it is.
Can you imagine liking podcasts that much?
I mean, can you imagine hating your own body that much?
Yeah.
That's worse than cutting.
Yeah. It just doesn't have the same effect anymore, slicing your fucking wrists.
Yeah.
Jesus.
If you really want to feel something, you get a tattoo of Adam on your shoulder.
Just on top of your back knee.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with back knee.
It's
totally normal. Not indicative of steroid use.
When you're sideways.
Which some people like to have.
Yeah. It doesn't make your balls smaller.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people prefer smaller balls.
Yeah.
You know? Gets you faster. That's what women want, is a guy that fucks very quickly.
Yep.
Just get it over with, you know?
Usain Bolt has the smallest nuts of all time.
Yeah.
Just two little marbles. He's fucking aerodynamic, dude.
Yeah.
Those nuts aren't hanging while he's sprinting.
I'm gonna get my nuts replaced with the Oscar Pistorius scoops. You just hook them into the asshole. And they're locked in. They can't leave.
That's good.
Fuck, I want one of those. Is that the solution? Go just chop my shit off.
Yeah, get blades, dog.
Actually, yeah, we should get
blades. Get blades and accidentally kill your fiance.
He definitely got it, right? That's all he
did. Yeah. Pistorius is definitely in jail just pissed off at, like, Elon Musk coming up. He's like, damn, there's another white South African that just took my mantle as the shittiest guy in the world.
What's worse, murdering your wife or making Chappie?
That guy's him.
Yeah. The two greatest South African crimes. South Africa's really not done anything bad besides that.
Yeah. Come on, I can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything.
It's pretty much, yeah, their whole history checks out.
Yeah.
Except for the movie Chappie.
Yeah. My parents were in, against that, just so you guys know.
They were against the movie Chappie.
Yeah. We have no problem with any other political stance. But Chappie's coming in.
Yeah, we had to leave in the early 90s for some reason.
Yeah.
But Chappie, we will not stand for.
Yeah, that's true. It really is. It's true. They're good.
What is Chappie? It's about a robot that wants to bring apartheid back?
Yeah,
it's
about...
I can't be racist. I'm a robot. Yeah. It's not even possible for... I made an objective observation about where people should live.
Chappie, stop saying that.
I'm gonna kill Nelson Mandela's daughter.
Chappie, that's over now. It's a new South Africa.
Yeah. Is it?
No. It is. It's very corrupt now, but in a different way.
Nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like what kind of way?
It's just vuvuzelas. A lot of vuvuzelas.
That's like the didgeridoo.
Vuvuzela, yeah, South Africa. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like,
what's up with South Africa and Australia being, first of all, the same country?
No, it's not.
Second of all, having similar dumb instruments.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, if you ask me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can do
it. It is funny that Aborigines think that's an instrument. Well, I mean, like, they have a nice, rich culture, but it's like, that's a tube.
I don't know. I think it's
just
cool.
A tube. It's not...
What the fuck is a tuba?
A tuba with bends and twists, there's buttons on it.
Okay.
There's a lot going on with a tuba.
All right, what about a flute?
A flute, again, buttons, holes. There's some thought went into that. It's made out of metal. A didgeridoo is a tube of any length.
Oh, how about this bitch? Drums. What the fuck is drums, then?
Also bullshit, for the most part.
There, respect. Game recognized game.
Only real instruments, theremin, turntable.
Parappa
the Rapper on PlayStation 2.
Yes.
I consider that an instrument.
Yes. The Mario Paint Music Maker.
Oh, hell yeah. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
That shit rocked.
Yeah. When I was in South Africa in January, some dude hit me up. He's like, hey, if you want, I'm a big fan of the pod. If you guys want, I think it's really rude how Starving Nick roasts you all the time. It should be nicer if you want to watch soccer with me. I was like, I'm at my grandma's house. I'm not going to do that.
You want to watch soccer?
Yeah.
Maybe discuss our views on other inferior
races? No, that's not.
Maybe that's what we can do.
Maybe
that
was when we kept the path. That we should, we turn the page on that.
What a fucked up piece of shit country.
No, it's
that shit sucks, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's a beautiful country.
I mean, how do you not get, like, rid of segregation until, like, Capri Sun is in
there?
Yeah. Right, exactly. You're like watching Dog and you're like,
straight. No, that's not true. That's not true.
It's like a cartoon character where there's green people that are equal. Some of them are blue.
Get Skeeter out of there!
Right.
They ended Skeeter on every single episode. And now the play, there's a different show called Skeeter. And it was just like him going to a school with no books.
Right. I mean, America's excuse is like, I mean, it went on way too long, but at least we like didn't even know what hats were supposed to look like yet.
That's true.
They're like, should they be this tall? But this, I mean, everyone was doing a different
That's
thing.
That's true. No, you're right. You can't get the racism until you figure out
right.
where.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, yeah, I mean, really, yeah. You gotta figure out what kind of hat to wear.
Yeah, exactly.
That's important.
What do you guys think? We didn't talk about this at all. The guy who stole that plane, did you see that shit?
Yeah. That man is my heart.
He's a cowboy.
Yeah.
He's wearing the red.
Can you imagine doing a private 9/11 to yourself? I just want to die in 9/11. I'm not this Steve Ranzese.
Also, shout out to that guy because he was just like, I'm running out of gas. Fuck it, I'm doing a loop de loop. I'm doing a fucking loop de loop. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
That shit kind of rocks.
Well, I thought he stole the plane and killed himself. He was doing it on purpose.
Yeah, but, you know, but he did a loop de loop before.
That's what I was saying. It's like, you know, because people were saying I should go to therapy or whatever. Because I have the money to do it now, but I also have the money to afford the world's fanciest suicide. That should not be discredited. You know, I don't need to jump in front of a train like a peasant. And go all out like an Indian wedding, you know? It's like a procession of elephants. The traditional garb and My Chemical Romance shirt. I ride the main elephant, you know, and I got a big antique ornate hunting rifle. Just covered in scripture, it's made out of gold. And I ride the elephants into the Dave and Buster's. I'm like, hey everyone, I'm here. And I'm like, what's going on? And then I blow my brains out. In front of whoever the fuck is still going to Dave and Buster's. Which is probably just people that don't know you can kill themselves. You know? And they're like, what did he just do? How did you do that? There's a way out. We don't have to play video poker for the rest of our lives. We could just end it like that hero. Steal a plane. You know?
I'm gonna go out hot air balloon. That's my shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just jump off that motherfucker. How about this? Hot air balloon. Find the fucking gummy worms factory. Okay? Jump out of the sky.
Uh-huh.
Through the fucking window. Maybe I don't even kill myself. Maybe just eat as many gummy worms as I want. Why do I have to kill myself? I just thought, in the air, I'm like, no, there's a reason to live.
That's the
I'm crashing into this Haribo factory, and I'm going fucking buck nasty on these cherries. On these sour cherries and these fizzy colas. I'm gonna live, baby. I wanna live.
That makes no sense. Yeah.
That makes no sense. I just changed
That's the list. End of the that movie, The Game.
I went to the Faygo factory in Detroit. We were like driving around, and my friend went in. And it was like, well, it was just.
Did you have to put on the makeup before?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like a prison.
Yeah.
And then when we just drove in, the gate was open, and then the door was open, so we just walked into the factory, and nobody stopped us. And then there was a security guard that didn't come up. He's like, what are you doing? And we were like, can we go on like a tour of the Faygo factory? And he was like, well, I don't know. And he was like, wait here, let me go check. And then he like leaves, comes back 15 minutes later, he's like, nah, they said no, but you guys want some free Faygo? And we're like, yeah, that'd be great. He's like, okay, wait here. And he leaves and he comes back like 15 minutes later, he's like, yeah, I can't do that either. You guys gotta get out of here.
You could have just stolen as much Faygo as you wanted.
We were just like wandering around Detroit. We went into this like, most of the houses are just abandoned. So me and my friend went into this house and we were like hanging out on the porch upstairs. And there's this lady that lived in the house next door and she just comes out and looks at us. She's like, y'all buy that house? And we're like, nah. She's like, all right.
Do you want to buy it? It's just like,
right.
Give me $4.
Right. I mean, that's what it costs.
Damn, should we just buy, like, a bunch of row houses in Detroit?
Hell yeah, dude.
And make, like, a big, like, a fucking...
Well, the whole city is kind of
scared.
Detroit City is basically, like, a Columbia, like, movie house, like, scam, where they, like, you get one movie for a cent, and then you have to buy a bunch of other ones. Because if you buy a house there, they make you pay all the back taxes. So you buy a house for, like, $4,000,
and you have to pay all the back taxes and then fix the house within like 6 months, or this like the land bank trust just takes it away from you.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah, so they'll just don't buy a house in Detroit. They'll just scam you.
I know all you guys have that kind of money laying around.
Well, it's, I mean, it is like $300 to buy the house.
Actually, I'm back in.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be if you could go on a tour of the Faygo Factory.
Yeah. Can we buy the Faygo Factory? That's the real question.
That would be sweet. That would be a good place to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Very good place. Just dissolve your body into the Faygo.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Knowing that you're giving, like, Juggalos secondhand diabetes.
Yeah. That's how the fucking, what's the U.S. Joker? The
Mark Barron.
That's how the Jared Leto
Joker.
Mark Barron Joker.
Yeah.
So what's this fucking Batman guy? Is she like a fucking guy or what?
I don't know what's in my head, man. I'm fucking twisted up. Everyone hates waiting for fucking postage at the post office. You know, one day I was waiting at the post office, I just fucking snapped. I put fucking scars on my head.
Speaking of snapping, go ahead and snap your underwear off.
Yep.
Hey, snap your underwear. I know this is a live show, but hey, we got a contract, so.
We gotta do the ads.
We have to do ads, because we didn't plan.
This is probably going to be the free episode. So you guys are...
How many of you are wearing underwear out there?
None.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right. Pants?
Right. Yeah. How many of you are wearing diapers?
Diapers. Guess what? We got a new type of underwear that you can shit in.
It's called diapers.
It's called Mack Weldon underwear. You go to MacWeldon.com.
That's right.
And let them know you're incontinent, that you love shooting yourself either by choice or by design.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a great pair, the most comfortable pair of underwear you'll ever wear. And a very easy shopping experience. I go on there. I don't know how to read. I still know how to buy underwear. On MacWeldon.com. Check them out. They got a silver line of underwear and shirts that are naturally...
Eats the shit right up. The silver lining eats the shit completely out of your ass.
Except
there was no turn at all.
Uh-huh.
Once the silver lining gets through with your shit,
right.
Baby, your ass is cleaner than a fucking...
Yeah. It's the same underwear that
shit itself has.
Astronauts use to suck the shit out of their ass.
Yeah.
Naturally antimicrobial. They got crew necks and duffel bags and shit, a bunch of stuff.
You can shit those too. Yeah.
You can shit in a duffel bag. You go. You don't like the TSA? Fill a duffel bag with a MacWeldon duffel bag with shit.
They can't kick you off the plane.
And then when they open it up, you go, "That's a prescription." You can do all that at MacWeldon.com. There's a promo code Cumtown, C-U-M-T-O-W-N. Get 20% off your order. And if you don't like it, go ahead and complain. Tell them there's way too much shit. And they'll refund you, and you get to keep the underwear. No questions asked. Check them out, MacWeldon.com. And we're still sitting right here.
Give it up for underwear.
Yeah.
Who likes underwear? Yeah. Buy that shit. Hell yeah, nice.
Should I go to the car bits? Is that, I hope we hit that moment of the show.
Oh yeah, we prepare, guys, by the way.
So yeah, these are a lot of really good bits.
We should circle back to Thor Ragnarok.
Bro, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. So much, because I know Thor is like the white god of hammers.
Yeah.
That's right. Like that when white people had their own religion. That's Norse mythology, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what is Ragnarok? Is that like a mech?
Yeah.
Well, he gets exiled to a trash planet that's controlled by a Jew named Jeff Goldblum.
It is true.
And
the whole thing is an allegory for the dangers of Jewish control of government.
It's true, yeah.
Did Jews ever have a pantheon or no?
A pantheon?
Like a place where your heroes go.
They had multiple gods, or it was only...
No, they were the first monotheistic religion. Shouts out to Abraham.
Yeah. I love that the Jews. Everyone had like a million gods, and the Jews are like, maybe we'll just do one.
Why is it paying these?
Just do one. And they say,
I just need one.
I'm not trying with
the one.
spend all that
money. Many sacrifices multiple times. Oh, thank you.
I passed by that Jewish fire department in Williamsburg.
Oh, God, yeah.
They have a Jewish fire department in Williamsburg, like a Hasidic Jewish fire department. And it's just so funny to imagine them showing up to a fire. And then the fire chief is like, maybe not so much water, Jacob. A little bit less, really.
It looks like it's dying out to me. What are we even doing here?
So much water.
There's a Hasidic Law and Order SVU where they think that one of the rabbis is raping kids. They're protected by the Jewish police that they have there. And they're like, we would never do that to the kids.
What if they just arrest cyclists for getting hit by vans, right? Chavra?
They like throw rocks at cyclists if you're like biking through their neighborhood on Shabbos.
Is that in the Torah?
Yeah, it says that. Harvey Weinstein is a scapegoat.
That was a good one.
We got that from the car. Lee Harvey Weinstein.
He's jacking off to Kennedy in the book. He's up there with binoculars.
Did we say on the show before Steve Harvey Oswald?
I think we did.
That's a good one too. I think it's all the same, but he's just wearing a big ass yellow suit.
Yeah. That's how they caught him. Yeah. He couldn't get away because he's wearing a 12 button mustard suit.
He has a special where he's dressed exactly like the mask.
Yeah.
It came out like 4 years after the mask, and no one stopped it. No one was like, okay, Steve, I get the, you know, you like the suits, but it's literally the exact same clothes from the mask.
Nobody stopped it. Somebody stopped me. We also said in the car that it'd be cool to connect jumper cables to a girl with large breasts and connect them to your dick to get a bonus.
That's how you get hard.
I need a jump.
Each jumper cable, one nipple, and then the one goes to your cock and you get hard.
One goes to your cock, the other one is the ground, I think.
So
that goes to the train.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll blow out her alternator, which is your asshole.
Your O-ring. Yeah, you just completely blows it out. Come on, Adam, you're kind of butchering the ass, man. So maybe a little more gusto.
Why aren't you trying to sell it?
Hey, what if Owen Wilson was a homosexual?
Wow! Your mustache feels great on my balls.
Can I taste my asshole? Wow, I taste awful.
Yeah,
royal tenant bumps, right? So it's 10 inches in his ass.
That's why he's the king. Ben, welcome back, Nick. Welcome back.
Thanks.
we had another good song, too.
Oh, yeah.
She fucked my ass.
Oh, yeah. Sponsor match.
Sponsor match. She fucked my ass. She fucked my little ass.
She fucked my mouth and ass.
She fucked my mouth and ass.
She made me taste my ass.
It tasted bad.
It keeps going.
I didn't like my ass.
But just start doing it.
What's really funny, it's so funny.
The whole song will get you.
We're bailing like so early into these bids. We did gay Owen Wilson for about 43 minutes.
The entirety of New Jersey.
We're like, yeah, we're going to do this at the show, and it's so funny that we make $4 million a year on tour. It's the gig economy. It's
I like that Springsteen wrote Nebraska while driving up and down the turnpike. And we wrote Fuck My Ass Monster. Both of us are considered artists.
Equal. We need a fucking buff sax guy. R.I.P.
Yeah.
That's the only thing missing from us. And
Clarence Clemons?
Yeah, dude.
You need to get buff and
close. R.I.P. Clarence Clemons, everyone. Mm-hmm. He's dead.
Yeah.
His son now plays in the E Street Band. He's
really?
He's a saxophonist. How do you say that? Oh, yeah, this was a good one from the car. If James Earl Jones got a sex change, he would become James Girl Jones.
But it still sounds like
his voice is going to say
his career, so you can't give up the voice.
Simba.
Oh. Anything else in the
car? Oh, yeah, this is making Simba watch the SRS operation while in Circle of Life plays. And then that's why Simba has to leave town.
Yeah. Simba, I am your mother. this was another good one. What if Donald Trump changed his Twitter bio to say they/them? That'd be cool. I suggested that one, and then immediately afterwards, Nick said, "That's good. That's the only thing you're allowed to say on the show."
No, he said, "That's the one funny thing you're going to say."
Okay.
So, well, I didn't say it's the one thing he's allowed to say.
I got some.
I didn't mean it, buddy.
I know that.
We're just having a good time in the car.
We knew Nick bounced back when he just started berating Adam.
We
just knew.
Yeah, we're like, oh, it's so good to have you back, dude. He was like, God's trying to kill me, and then a week later he's like, Adam, you're a fucking faggot, dude. Thank God he's back, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to send him to clown college or whatever, wherever you send crazy people.
Yeah, we would send him to but P.T. Barnum and Bailey Circus.
What's up with Clown College? Are they still doing that?
Yeah, it's in Florida.
We should go. We should enroll.
Yeah. What happens there? Do you know?
You learn how to juggle. You learn how to unicycle.
You learn how you got these scars.
They fuck your mouth up big time.
What was the Batman guy thinking? He's like, it's like a clown, but...
They wrote it in the fucking 20s. No one fucking thought it was going to be, like, famous.
Yeah.
It was just some dumb shit. It was like, every comic book was like, the raccoon or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's a bad guy that eats trash. And it's like, oh, it's the Oriental. And it's just like a Chinese guy. Like, the J-Wall. I don't know. Fucking stupid. Fuck comics.
Yeah.
I mean, well, now that you said that, I'm kind of into comic books.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was one called The Oriental. It's just a Chinese guy. He doesn't even know he's a villain.
Yeah.
He's just trying to get a bunch of newspapers.
The way he takes all my recycling out of my garbage.
He's going around Chinatown stealing newspapers. And then the guy dressed like a bat beats the shit out of him.
Yeah, every, like, 20s comic book was just a guy in costume doing hate crimes. That was basically what we were considering how to be hate crimes.
They did have, there was a Captain Nazi, I know that. They would, like, fight Captain America.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he was, like, a skeleton, right?
Well, that's the red skull.
That's the one. There was a guy that was just, he was, like, a swastika on his chest.
Cool, that sounds like a good one.
They're, like, the red skull.
Yeah. That sounds spooky.
Well, it's funny, because it's like, that probably came out in the 40s. It's like, I wonder what's going to happen. It's like, the Nazis could still win this war.
Yeah.
This is like dangerous territory.
That's all the Marvel movies now. It's Captain Nazi. Captain Nazi and the Oriental. Take down four. Damn, that would be so sad. Honestly, I would be so sad if World Cup not won, because that means no Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Obviously, there's other bad
things. That would
have
been the worst thing.
No Thor Ragnarok. Wait, no, but they liked runes and shit, right? They would have done
Thor. Yeah, but it was had a nice sense of humor. You know, Jeff Goldblum, again, was an integral part of the movie. I feel like he probably wouldn't get cast in it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Maybe Hollywood would have been run by Germans.
Oh, that would have been cool. I mean, there would be... Honestly, the less kids would get molested, probably.
Yeah. I don't know.
Only the fat ones.
Feed them.
Little fat boys.
Yeah.
Glue them up with chocolate.
Yeah, with chocolate.
Yeah.
Goose's gloop.
Right. I have to enter Walter. Yeah. Chocolate.
Yeah. All German pedophiles are gainers. You know what I'm saying? They're feeders.
Yeah.
They just feed them schnitzel until they're just ready to pop.
It's just good. conspiracy where German Hollywood is stealing children's shit. This Xbox.
Yeah. This is fucking. What, I mean, should we talk about Thor Ragnarok more?
We should definitely stay on Thor Ragnarok.
Huh? You know what? I weighed myself, dude, and I was like, man, I've been living so horribly. I've been eating like shit.
Yeah.
I probably gained like fucking 15 pounds. I gained 1 pound.
Which oh, yeah, dude.
But no, no,
all sides clear. Still are getting just one side.
No, no, no.
No reason.
That's not my point. That's not my point. My point is, do you know how shitty my regular life must have been? Just like being completely on my couch and doing mushrooms like every 4 days.
Yeah.
And just eating Halo Top. I switched to Halo Top, which I think has made a big difference. But I was a Ben and Jerry's boy for 2 weeks.
What's Halo? Is that
the
video game? It's like diet ice cream.
Diet ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Your boy was just. That's how shitty my regular life was.
Master Chief ice cream. Alright, sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
That's true. It's like getting sucked off from Master Chief.
Yeah.
That's what the logo of Halo Top should be.
Nick, were you saying that? Nick, were you saying that guys in your community college used to read the novelization?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we have reading. The novelization of Halo. It's just like, you're better off just being illiterate.
Yeah.
Just forget how to read.
Jesus
read
Christ.
What? Just fucking have your parents take
yeah,
your
book reports
menu.
Isn't there's like erotic fiction about Halo online?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
If people want to fuck the who's the
robot bitch?
Yeah.
Cortana.
Thanks, dude. Greatest fucking fans in the world, dude. Give it up for you guys. Can I get another drink on the performers tab?
Look at this motherfucker. Why would you want to fuck a fictional robot? Why would you fuck a regular robot is already the fiction of fucking a real woman? Why would you like, in my fantasy world, I still can't fuck. Women still don't want fucking. It's distant fantasy a million years from now.
Yeah.
I just get a beam of light and kiss my dick a little bit. Cortana give it a little smooch. Damn, dude. I would fuck a robot, but that seems kind of tight. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to. I'd like to take
a
lot of women. No, I'm serious. You wouldn't fuck a sexual robot?
No.
Come on, dude.
It's a sex robot. Yeah.
Leprechaun 3, where the woman comes out of the TV and then fucks him and then it turns into a robot.
That's the ring.
Hell yes.
No, it's Leprechaun 3.
I love that movie. I've never seen it, but I love the plot.
They used to put it on TV. It would come on TV.
What's the black
and
one?
And be edited for content. So it was just a guy, like, watching the TV
yeah.
and then a robot was killing him.
No.
So
what?
They cut out the titties and it never made sense until I saw the
That's so
version.
Funny.
Yeah,
that's like when BET used to play The Wire but they cut out all the Frank Sabatino stuff.
Season 2 doesn't exist.
Like, oh yeah, all that stuff on the docks is boring.
Respect.
Yeah, our audience can't relate.
That shit was filmed in Greektown though. Salute.
Yeah.
Salute Ikaros restaurant where my mom was a waitress.
Hell yeah.
Was a waitress for years.
They should do that. They should edit Power for like PAX television or something.
It's just Jerry Ferrara scenes. He's just doing lawyer stuff.
Turtle.
No
yeah.
one here watches Power or knows that Jerry Ferrara's even in it.
It's on Stars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good riff though, guys. Did you see it?
It was a good riff. It's a 50 cent show.
It's about nightclubs.
Yeah.
It's about who owns all the nightclubs.
Hell yeah.
I think. Yeah. Right?
You were an extra on it, right?
I was an extra for one day on,
nice,
on Power.
Yeah.
Is that on your IMDb?
Interesting. No, you don't get an IMDb credit for extra one.
Why not? What if you're really killing in the background?
I mean, that'd be a pretty sweet way to stack your IMDb.
Yeah.
An extra on
IMDb. Yeah, I was on Game of Thrones.
The guy, like, I've got so much sympathy for the guys that get so much extra work that they buy an NYPD. I guess I'm just a fake cop for the rest of my life.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You think they fuck in that uniform?
I don't think they fuck at all. I mean, it's a pretty fucking miserable life. You get paid like $70 a day, but a day is like 17 hours long. And then you just get yelled at for like taking too many fried macaroni and cheeses.
I can't realize that last part sucks. As many fucking fried macaroni. Those shits are good as fuck, by the way. A little fried mac and cheese ball.
I told the story already, but there was that old guy, Lawrence, who was
at Brewlet's. Yeah.
Oh man, that poor fucking guy. Just in that girl's ear all day long. God. Well, you know, I've been on this production for since the start, 5 years.
Oh my God.
He's like, I've been sitting up for a hip operation.
No.
And then finally, he's in a scene, and Donnie Wahlberg walks past him, and he's like, good morning, Donnie. And Donnie's like, been seeing way too much of you. Donnie, too, not Mark.
Yeah.
You know, he gets shut down by the more talented, but definitely less respected brother.
Would you like Mark Wahlberg to beat the shit out of you, Nick?
Why would he do that?
I'm just saying.
We're best friends. So.
Yeah. How much would that fuck up your world?
If Mark beat me up,
yeah.
I'd be pretty upset. Yeah. I'd be pretty upset if that happened.
Yeah. Because you know? You're not as strong or because you lost his friendship?
Because I wouldn't have a hero anymore. That's my only hero is Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
The man who overcame his past violent racism to barely hide it behind his muscles. Now he just lives in a 13-story home gym. He comes around debuting custom sneakers at shitty burger restaurants.
Dude, I want those fucking Wahlberg sneakers. Kyrie Irving just came out with cereal sneakers.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cinnamon Toast Crunches. He's got fucking Kicks. And he's got fucking Lucky Charms.
Cool. Isn't that just blatant copyright infringement?
No, I think... Yeah, he just stole it. No,
it's parody law.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Kicks. I think sort of that. If I had to think what
Kicks,
kind of,
Kicks.
What kind of... Yes, that's good, Adam. Yeah.
Thanks for coming out, everybody!
If I had to say what my dick is like as a cereal, it would be Kicks.
Because it's just for kids.
It's kid-tested, mother-approved. Thank you very much.
You tested it on kids.
So your mom's like, I don't mind that you fuck kids, Starbucks. That's okay to me that you fuck children. Where we come from is normal. That's a part of my culture.
My mom did call me on the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
On the line over here.
She said some suspicious stuff to
you. Yeah. We were just joking. Like, she's talking. She called me. She's like... Stavro, your little dick medicine is ready. My mom in Greek. Nick and Adam are in the car. He said not to get it on your balls. Because it will stink.
I wish they had little dick
medicine. I do too. I would love a big one dick.
It's just Big Pharma could convince people it was working. And it was just like icy hot.
I would give it 6 months, no problem.
Yeah.
Although I say that, but I tried Rogaine and I just fucking got tired of it. I knew that might have been the secret.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's no cure for baldness, but they're allowed to just release all this fucking.
No, Rogaine will fucking hem you up.
Really?
I think.
I don't know. My cousin started going bald. He tried all that shit. Now his head looks like a fuzzy peanut. It would be better off bald than whatever. Like just it's just like a tennis ball.
Really? That sounds cool.
And like it receded on one side too, so it just looks like his eyebrow is raised. He's like, God, I think I look normal.
I bet he's really happy.
Do you bet that?
Yes, I do.
You bet it. BetDSI.com, baby. That's right. For 20 years of paying out winners, they've been in business for a while. They got an easy-to-use mobile app, PlayBetWin. You can bet anywhere. They offer live in-game wagering, so you can change your mind whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you can get off Propecia because your dick stops.
That's it.
Well, I guess I'll be bald. It's like, well, now it's a rock and a hard place. So
yeah.
You can bet on when that guy's going to kill himself. Propecia treatment. BetDSI.com, what do we got coming up? You got picks, fellas?
Yeah.
Who's going to win in Charlottesville? It's round two.
The whites versus the field.
Yeah. We got a lot more anger on the left, but there's more Dodge Challengers this time.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck.
I'm gonna take there's good money on Indonesians. It seems like those are good odds on them. So I'm gonna take them. 20-1.
To win Charlotte?
To win, yeah. To win the race war.
So you can bet on that.
Well, the Indonesians will probably win, because first of all, no one knows where Indonesia is.
True.
I hence the Asia part of it. Just forget where
Indo-Asia-ish
it is.
Indonesia-ish,
right.
What it was originally called.
But then, do they get in disputes with anybody? I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, they do.
You just wait around until the world kills
who?
Itself.
Who?
Who?
Bitch.
Dutch. Thank you.
Really?
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, the one Dutch woman at the show. There's more women. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
For the outfit. Yeah, ladies, huh?
Wow.
Well, do you know where Indonesia is? Or is it just her?
Are you Indonesian? Really?
Oh, you are?
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, what does that mean, guys?
If it's your thing,
it's a. On an island.
There's several islands, right?
Java is the main one.
Yeah,
more than
that's
a thousand
what,
islands.
That's
thousand island, baby.
That's where Thousand Island dresses from.
Yeah.
I love what you guys do.
They're at war with the ranch colonies. The Hidden Valley.
Muslim country in the world, Indonesia.
Yeah.
Anyway,
they're chill too, right? They're like chill.
They're
Muslims.
Chill Muslims. See, they smoke weed. Yeah. So like, inshallah, dude, this is some headies. Thank you.
Anyway, if you want to bet on who's going to win the race war, go to betdsi.com.
Oh, right. Fuck, I forgot.
Promo code COME25.
No, it's COME120.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Listen to the other episodes. The read's on there.
Yeah.
I think that fits in the
that's
contract.
Yeah.
No, it's they had to change it because people were winning too much money.
Too much, baby. We're winning too much around here.
Stop at Adam's picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so go to betdsi.com. Use COME125 and you get an extra 125% bonus on your deposit.
Either 120, 125. 25, just figure
it out. Yeah, you put a fucking, you put money in, you know?
Yeah.
Just type some numbers. And they got customer service 24/7.
That's
so
right.
So you call them up and just ask
4 a.m.
I'm sure they know what the promo code is.
Yeah. Just call. Hey, what's the come down promo code? Just dial any number.
Yeah. We were saying in the car, the customer service line of BetDSI is not the suicide hotline.
Yeah.
So stop using it like that. Okay? It's a gentleman in India. He's not going to understand about all your problems. It's going to be confusing, man.
Anyway.
It's got to be, because they have to have a suicide hotline there, right?
In India? No.
Then when you call it, you got to worry that it's like your neighbor. Right? It's all call centers,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right,
it's
yeah.
Privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like that would make me kill myself. If I was at a low point, I called up the suicide hotline and I told them what my problems were, and then you get off the phone and you're like, oh, now that guy knows.
Yeah. Just like one of your random friends knows.
Yeah, that's got to be just like a minimum wage job, right? There's no suicide hotline.
If Elvis just knew all your problems,
yeah.
Just call Elvis.
There should be a suicide hotline union. That'd be great. It's like, yeah, I stop people from fucking killing themselves.
Look, lady, I get it. Your husband died, but I'm
look,
great.
It's my fucking lunch break. I only make $57 an hour.
Fuck, dude. I'm sweating like a motherfucker. Good thing I'm tropical as hell, dude.
Yeah.
Find the wine for those of you at home that can't see me. Speaking of which, I'm wondering, do you guys have any deodorant loyalties?
What?
Like, what deodorant do you use?
So
get some deodorant recommendations.
I've always been an Old Spice man.
Old Spice classic.
No, fuck
the alcohol.
That's an old one.
Deb was saying yesterday, she was like trying to bring up some guy she knows named Matt Sweat.
There's an R&B
like,
guy.
You can just never sweat. Smell bad. You're going to be covered in Axe body spray constantly.
Yeah, you don't want to smell bad. Put on that Axe body spray.
Well, if your name's Matt Sweat, you're going to have John shit myself. Like, just never fart once in public.
I feel like John shit myself's got to be fucking carrying off a full
John Jacob shitting himself?
John Jacob sucking my own dick.
His job is my job too. Yeah. The people always shout, that guy's sucking his own dick.
Classic.
Wow, thanks.
That's another hit.
30 years old. 30-year-old man.
Oh, yes, bitch.
A millionaire.
Mm. Oh, fucking yes.
From gay sex right, with your father songs. Parody song.
You know, it's really not that different.
Consensual incest with your father.
Weird Al, yeah, sure, he knows how to play the fucking piano or whatever.
Yeah.
But
accordion.
You just say the things.
We're better than Weird Al.
Yeah, we are.
Our songs are better than Weird Al.
You know what? Our songs
white
are
nerdy. Fuck out of here, dude.
Our songs are a little weirder.
Honestly, they are much weirder.
Yeah, he's really not that weird.
Yeah,
fuck Weird Al, dude.
I know.
I'm done with that motherfucker. I honestly don't fuck with Weird
he's
Al.
He's here and just storms out.
So fuck this.
I can't go anywhere anymore.
Go play your little motherfucking accordion. Mm-hmm. You guys can't play instruments, can you?
Boo.
Can you? Adam, you put a dumbass in. You pretend to play
something.
I'd like to
assume no one at the show. That's
no,
like,
so, come on.
Yeah.
This looks like some
I play guitar. My guitar hero is actually Mark Maron. He's
does he do that? Does he play
guitar?
He
does it on his podcast.
Oh, that sucks.
It's like, yeah, I'm gonna do a little blues.
So
my mind is fucked up,
so
man.
Embarrassing. That's like more embarrassing than like the Dustin Diamond sex tape.
Yeah.
It's like, what else am I gonna do for my career? I'm gonna play blues guitar.
Dude, I'm about to start reading my poems at the end of Come Down.
Yeah. Did you guys see the Mr. Rogers documentary?
No, but I wanted to.
Did I complain about that? Yeah, I really hated it.
What?
He hates it, yeah. I really hated
why,
it.
Why, dude?
Cause
Mr. Rogers rules.
What? No, that's the only time I've heard that. I don't think.
You never fucked with Mr. Rogers?
No,
people
like
watched it, but I mean, like, nobody loved that show. Nobody was, like, coming into school, like, people were like, Power Rangers, Transformers, and someone's like, the Spider Guy. You know, it exists. Nobody loved. He wasn't this beloved figure.
Mr. Rogers taught me not to show people my dick, dude. For real. Or not to let adults touch your dick.
You always want to wait until
there's
it's
no adults around.
Can I see your penis?
Can I see your penis?
Can you see your penis?
Can you keep a secret?
I'll buy you a bike.
What's that, Mr. Trollope?
Someone sneezed.
Yeah. Jeremy's making up lies to hurt his parents. Mr. Trollope, what would Jeremy do? Well, I mean, that's the tone of the documentary. It's like, and he didn't fuck the kids. I know you think he probably did, but he didn't.
He was surrounded.
By the skin of our teeth, we got away. Because all the ingredients were there, right?
You know, thousands of kids, thousands of puppets. You could have done it, dude. You don't know what was inside of the puppets.
Well, we also, they never explain where he's coming from. It's not like he has a job. He just gets home and has to change his clothes immediately.
Yeah.
And then he's like best friends with the policeman for some reason.
That is true. Fuck.
Yeah.
No, he's a Pittsburgh legend, dude. He came from the same place that Deer Hunter happened.
Yeah.
So I've been playing Russian roulette all day. To forget Vietnam. Now I'm gonna play with some puppets and kids.
Yeah, don't never mention Shitsburg around me, yo. Fuck the Shitsburg squealers, yo. That ain't my shit, yo.
Yeah.
I do not, yo, Big Ben, fucking, I respect what he did in that bathroom. But however, he is a dirty player on the field. And that is what is worse than that. Okay? Ray Lewis ain't do nothing wrong. The man was out having
part. My cousin works at that elevator, might be my favorite.
Yeah, that's very funny. My cousin works out that elevator. Yeah, Ray Rice ain't even shit, yeah. He works out there, yeah. He got the fucking real taste, the ones the media ain't want you to fucking see. She was being a fucking bitch. That's, yeah, I mean, yeah, did he hit her? Yeah, but
just,
I mean,
like confusing elevators with international waters.
Yeah.
So between two words, there's no jurisdiction.
Yo, it can't be. With floor two and a half, yeah. No, it exists, yo.
Explain to me where the crime occurred. Which floor was it? Oh, you can't do that? I'm sorry. I guess I'll just go free then.
Double jeopardy, yo. Yeah. Double motherfucking. If you hit her twice, it's double jeopardy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got a such thing as domestic abuse. It's the character saying it, not Stomper's helper. Okay, everyone claim it up.
Yeah.
I don't know if Lamar Jackson has the leadership skills.
Yeah, there's something about
there's
him.
There's something about him. There's Joe Flacco seems like he's more of a natural leader than.
Yeah, Flacco's got something. There's something intangible about Flacco.
There's something. That I don't know, man. I think we should convert him to wide receiver.
Yeah,
he's gonna run.
Well, shit, the place might be too much for him. You know?
Yeah.
Memorize all
big
the quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a natural athlete. God damn, I love fucking the Ravens. This is my son. This is my son, Ed Reed Jr. How is Hell yeah, baby.
So are you gonna go wheelchair or what do you think? We've been talking about getting.
I'd love to go wheelchair.
We're gonna go to a grocery store to get him one of the scooters they have there.
We're just gonna steal.
What's
it from
to stop
store?
You from stealing it?
Right.
Yeah.
Because you think the security is gonna try and hurt a handicapped person?
Right.
To get that chair. Which it's also weird that they even have those. Like,
yeah.
You're going grocery shopping and you're like, oh yeah, I guess I am handicapped. You just never considered it.
It's a
guy.
Big.
Oh yeah, I guess I need a wheelchair.
I drove here.
Yeah.
Well, they don't want the fattest people to tucker themselves out while shopping. You know what I mean? They want to get them fucking arrested for fucking taking as many snacks into the basket as possible. If I'm fucking walking around all day, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm
well,
too
is that why,
to eat.
Well, they tricked them into using that thing, but then the cart is tinier, so they can't get as much
it's
food.
It's true.
It would be great to see one of those with the full-size cart.
Excuse me, I made this custom. Excuse me. I'm going to these Newports without no receipt.
That's
food,
that's your daily actual motorized wheelchair. It's one of those in a full-size shopping cart. Just filled with a cornucopia of snacks. I got to refuel. I got a blood sugar issue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to keep doing the voice.
Do the voice.
Okay, my name is Ralph, and I'm out here running for city council, yeah? I heard you basically get immunity for how long.
We should,
you get elected.
We should make Ralph
immunity. Child support, I'm trying to make go away.
We should make a fake campaign for Ralph in Harford County and have him run against
it's
Tom.
Tom, yeah.
And convince Tom that Ralph exists. Have him run against, and then Tom can beat this guy.
That would rule.
That
I would love
great.
To debate him. Seriously, yeah. How you gonna fucking elect this man? Yeah, where the fuck is hairline even start?
His head looks like a love seat.
Yeah. I'm trying to fucking chill and fucking relax on his head, yeah. Watch some fucking Martin reruns on that shit.
You guys are in that district. Please,
you have
to.
Please.
Something. He's got to do a
sort of alderman.
He says the problem with the zoning. I don't think there's ever been a candidate in history that's run over on like a platform of like we need to change the zoning for liquor licenses for any office.
Yeah, I got kicked out of the city council meeting because my comedy is too edgy. They couldn't handle it.
Yeah, platform, yo. Everybody, Royal Farms ain't charging nothing, yo. It's free. You go in there, whatever the fuck you want. There'll be a fucking, you know, there'll be a dick about it, but take as much as you want. Who gives a fuck? They got, you know how much fucking chicken they got in the back? Yo, that's just a, look at all the chicken in the front.
It's universal basic snacks.
Yeah, universal snacks, yo.
Yeah.
Healthcare, nah, no, that's just expensive. We ain't got that kind of money. Enjoy the chicken, though.
Maybe some, like, coarse eating cough and cold to get high on.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
free. That kind of healthcare.
Oh, yeah. You get to fucking do as much NyQuil as you want.
Right. Drink Delsim until you see dead people.
I would like, yeah. What would y'all like improved from Baltimore? Does anybody have any, the street? Okay, the streets. Okay, here's what we're going to do with the streets. If you are a bitch, you are not allowed out on them streets. Okay? That's number one. So you will come to my office. I will look at your face. If you look like a bitch, I'm going to slap you. And I'm going to run your pockets. And whatever's in there, I'm buying guns for the people that are tough. And they will patrol the streets. Okay? So you're not allowed outside. But we will make little dick boy tunnels. That you can go from the library to your boyfriend's house and then to Whole Foods and back. Those are the three places you are allowed to go. Okay, any other questions about what we're going to do for Baltimore? Excuse me?
What?
The Inner Harbor. Okay. Yeah, first of all, the Inner Harbor is probably the cleanest place I've ever been. I don't even know what the fuck you mean by clean that shit. What? That's where I'm fucking, that's where I went this, me and my girlfriend celebrated her dropping the charges of being in there. So you want me to fuck up that beautiful memory by cleaning some shit? No, thank you. I will forever remember that beautiful evening on the Rusty Supper where she jerked me off in the unisex handicap bathroom. Thank you very much. Okay, next question.
Wait, are the handicap bathrooms unisex?
Oh yeah, you can have sex with anyone in the handicap bathroom. And the law can't do nothing about it. Anybody else? Anymore?
Heroin?
Okay, we're gonna drop the price of heroin. You are, actually, you know what? You go to Royal Farms? Right next to the chicken?
A 32-ounce.
Yeah, you can fill up as many of the big old cups of heroin as you want. But only one a day, okay? Again, don't get greedy with that shit. One more question from the audience. Yeah, fuck who the fuck did that? That's it! You're looking at these lights as fucking bright as fuck! Or else I would jump the fuck over here and fucking treat you like my dad used to treat me. Transportation? Where you want to go, yeah? Honestly? Bro, I ain't even got it. You're a bitch, so you're staying in the tunnels. So I can tell right away, bro, you ain't going nowhere. Enjoy the fucking Auntie Anne's. We're putting a little kiosk in the tunnels of Auntie Anne's. Because everybody deserves a little cinnamon fucking sugar. Even a little ass bitch like you. Anyone else? No dumbass questions here. Because I'm getting fucking annoyed at you, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude, figure out a way to run against Tom.
I would love to.
As Ralph.
What was that?
Schools.
What about schools? You want them shits done? I'm with you, yo. School's fucking gay, yo. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go to class, okay? Homeroom. Homeroom's every class. So you get in, they get you get a little free breakfast at the waffles, Eggo at school. And then, instead of gym, we're just gonna fucking, let's see. Cause honestly, even though school is gay, the kids gotta go somewhere cause I'm trying to fuck their mom. Okay, so no more school, but we're gonna have a big ass bouncy house. Oh, it is perfect actually. And then everybody's mom's gotta go pick them up at 4 p.m. every day. But guess who's there at 3:55 saying, hello, how are you doing? It's motherfucking Ralph, yeah. So, yeah.
How do you feel about child support, bro?
Fuck that shit, yo! 18 fucking years for one little fucking bust at somebody? I'm sorry, I got carried away, yo. Okay? I'm watching Transformers, it's the Megan Fox on the car seat. I'm supposed to not bust at her pussy while I'm watching that shit? Of course I'm going to. So, yeah, and anyway. Honestly, yo, child support is such fucking bullshit, yo. Okay, here's what it is. You should have to just fucking... You have to provide the child with one pair of Ravens camouflage. Okay? You are legally on the hook for that. And then every month, a pack of SK Plump when you cook them hot dogs. And that is more than enough spiritual and physical nutrition for them. That's all the fucking... Damn, I love B-more, yo. I'm trying to go. You know who got the best pussy? Who knows how to get the best pussy? Keith Mills, yo. I'm trying to fuck him.
Who's that?
I'm trying to get him with the radio sports guy from 98 Rock. My man knows where all the good pussy at Parkville is, yo. Trying to go right over behind Overly Park, Overly High School's parking lot and get all the good pussy over there. Not the, they ain't in high school, though, yo. Some other old man.
How's your cousin doing, bro? So.
Never mind. Yeah, well, I ain't never heard from that motherfucker, yo.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I got his social security number. I open credit cards in his name every couple months, but he doesn't cancel, so he might be down fucking him. He might be dead, but the shit fucking, the money spent, I go to Rent-A-Center like a king every fucking every couple months with a new Seth fucking credit card. Damn, yo. Doing this Ralph voice has fucked up my regular voice. I'm already kind of fucking...
Yeah, what if you just never come back? and that's the injury that puts you on my 600-pound life? Not the foot thing, it's that you have that voice and no one will ever hire you again? You're bedridden by sounding like that?
I'd love to live that man's life. It's so simple, dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry. And everyone breathe in.
Have you guys ever done yoga?
I went to yoga one time, and it was like really strenuous at the end. You have to like lay down, and everyone's real quiet. And we're sitting there in a fetal position, and the lady goes, I want you to imagine a word that brings you peace. And in my head, I'm like, pussy. And then I just snort laughed and went out of the room apologizing to everybody. You could go back to yoga after that.
Well, that's a classic song, dude. Mm. She blind?
Oh, yeah.
She blinded me with pussy.
She blinded me with pussy.
Just keep doing it in your head. It'll grow on
you.
Well, we gotta wrap this up somehow. We should start thinking of a way to end the shows.
Okay.
Instead of our lives, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of just planning elaborate suicides, we think, how is the show gonna end? But we don't do that, so. What's that?
What's that, Indonesia?
By fucking up? By fucking up bad?
We'll take suggestions.
Yes, suggestions. She said that there's a crisis in East Timor.
Oh,
actually. So. Yeah, woo!
You said that thing about being in yoga and thinking pussy. I have a very embarrassing thing. I was on mushrooms, and I took way too many, and I was tripping my fucking nuts off, uh-huh. And then this beautiful angelic, it was like an angel but with Winnie the Pooh's face on it, right? And it was like, it was being so nice to me.
That's Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. It was being so nice to me.
The Norse god of being morbidly obese.
And then I saw it and I was like, oh, I feel great, I feel fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then I looked at it and I was like, damn, this is hilarious. And in my head, this is all in my head happening. Right? I think I can control. You should be able to control anything you want. And I was just like, damn, it'd be funny if this Winnie the Pooh said the N-word. And then
not today.
And then Winnie the Pooh. I swear. my imagination, looked at me disappointed and disappeared. And I was like, oh my god, I have to change my whole life. I couldn't control like this fucking savior cartoon figure.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't get into same racial slurs, but. And then I just snapped out of it. But.
Yeah, that's how you know the show's destroyed your life. Yeah. Reaching higher planes of consciousness, and it's just a half-nude bear saying it.
It did say, though, it was too embarrassing to me.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Like, come on, dude. It literally gave me like a in my head, anyway.
Okay, well, that's the show. He's going to support stuff.
Guys, sorry. If you're here, if you want to come to the show, I'm actually doing a stand-up show on Saturday at Suspended Brewing. So if you're down with that, please come out. Actually, if you came to this show, DM me, and I will give you a promo code so you get half-off tickets. You should have to pay
the price. Thanks for coming out.
That's in Charlottesville, hilariously, on Friday. We're going to finish what you boys started today. And then I'm in Philly Sunday, so if you're in... I don't know one in here, probably not, but if you're listening, please come to those shows. And,
fuck the Eagles.
Fuck the Eagles.
Yeah!
Baltimore all the way, yeah.
Yo, this guy, I was talking to outside this at the show tonight, he works at a brewery, and he pitched bong hit transplant as a flavor of beer. So if that comes out, I want all of you to buy it.
Please let us know. But yeah, I think that's the fucking show, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.